USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says precautions are being taken ahead of President Trump's rally set to take place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Saturday night.
We are administering hand sanitizer, masks to those who are in attendance should they decide to wear them, and we are taking temperature checks.
McEnany, during the daily White House press briefing on Friday, continues.
We are confident that we can operate safely in Tulsa. As I noted at the beginning of this, Governor Stitt said under 200 people are in hospitals across Oklahoma.
McEnany also pointing out how the media's coverage over President Trump's rallies is far different than the way they covered the Black Lives Matter protests within the last month. Elvita King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., is calling on Juneteenth to be made into a national holiday. King making her comments in a column posted by Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump says his efforts to end protections for young illegal immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt at ending DACA. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a Friday morning tweet, the president says the court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won. And he added, we will be submitting enhanced papers shortly. Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Yeah. Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution.
Louisville, Kentucky's police department will fire one of the three officers who shot Breonna Taylor after executing a no-knock warrant on her apartment. That's what the mayor announced on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A gym owner is fighting to reopen his business amid coronavirus shutdown orders. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Massachusetts is fighting to open in spite of an order to remain closed due to the COVID state emergency that shut down gyms. Prime Fitness owner David Blondin reopened his gym a month ago with member support. He told WBZ-TV that he feels disrespected by town officials.
I understand the shutdowns and the laws and the rules and all that kind of stuff, but enough is enough.
A judge has allowed the town to use whatever means to close the facility. Water and electricity has been cut off to the gym and locks have been changed. Blondin faces fines of $1,300 a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Colorado lawmakers have enacted sweeping reforms for police following the death of George Floyd. Democratic Governor Jared Polis signing the Enhanced Law Enforcement Integrity Act this morning.
Creating a new duty for police officers to intervene if they see a fellow officer engaging in an inappropriate use of force instead of just standing by and watching. Requiring peace officers to have a legal basis for making contact with individuals.
The mayor continuing.
As a 17-year-old black student named Ashira Campbell told me yesterday, it's not just a protest against police brutality, but a protest against a society that is too comfortable with injustice.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.